Portuguese and Spanish connoisseurs consider it a restaurant delicacy, but a study just released by Canadian scientists examining the effects of Great Lakes pollution on the lamprey found unsafe mercury levels 3 times higher than the maximum allowed by the European Union. That came as a surprise to University of Minnesota Sea Grant specialist Jeff Gunderson, who's been leading the lamprey marketing study. Gunderson says it highlights the mercury contamination problems in the Great Lakes.
It's the end of our part of the project. When we went into this, we were not necessarily entering into this project to establish a commercial harvest of lamprey. We wanted to assess whether these our lamprey were marketable, because it's been debated for over 40 years whether they're marketable in other countries or not.
Selling lamprey was one possible solution to controlling its population. The lamprey have severely damaged Great Lakes commercial fishing since it arrived in the ballast water of ocean-going ships more than 50 years ago. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.